Here in America, work is in trouble. We've offshored our manufacturing, sent away good jobs, and lost so much ability to make things. American Giant is a company that's pushing back against this tide. They make high-quality clothing, sweatshirts, jeans, dresses, jackets, and so much more, right here in the USA. Visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order when you use code STAPLE20 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, promo code STAPLE20.
It's not my intention when they elect the sheriff to cooperate with those detainers. I see it as the sheriff's responsibility, any law enforcement, to protect and serve the community. And that's everybody in the Athens-Clark County community, because this is the office that I'm running for.
That's candidate John Q. Williams running for sheriff in 2020 and speaking there with Chris Dowd, Athens politics nerd. That's a good follow on Twitter and an outstanding website for local political coverage. Okay, his position, the then candidate for Sheriff John Q. Williams, I'm not going to cooperate with ICE on these detainers. He goes on to explain why he's taking that stance.
If we're, I guess, antagonizing people because they are, undocumented, undocumented, then they built that fear in them, and they're not likely to come to us, not only when we need their help, but when they need our help. So that's not something we'll be doing. We won't be doing any type of roundups. We won't be attributing to that culture of fear.
John Q. Williams would go on win that sheriff's election. And by the way, we should say, and he'll point out as he joins us now, that was a position held by his predecessor, the man he beat in that election 4 years ago, Sheriff John Q. Williams. Thanks for your time this morning.
Thank you, Tim. Good morning.
I suppose you've heard that more than you probably ever expected to hear it again in the aftermath of the events of the last couple of weeks. Let me begin by asking this question. As you listen to what you said 4 years ago, the policy you followed, I suppose, for your time as sheriff, any thoughts, given what happened 2 weeks ago today, any thoughts at all that maybe that's a policy you should revisit?
I think you always have to look at things like that. You always have to revisit things, but you also have to look at the totality of the circumstances and not just focus on one aspect of that. The fact is that it's being painted as not cooperating with ICE. That's the only part they hear. There's other reasons. And when somebody commits a crime, we've never prevented ICE from coming and picking someone up. So that's a misconception there.
Well, the question, though, would be, in response to that, the question would be, have you facilitated ICE coming and picking them up? Because the thing is, you have someone, you've arrested Jose Ibarra, for example, for shoplifting. Mm-hmm. Jose Ibarra, the Lake and Riley killer. You've arrested him for shoplifting. Do you have some reason to believe he's in the country unlawfully? Do you then detain him? In other words, you're not preventing ICE from picking him up, but are you helping ICE come get him by holding on to him till they can get here?
Okay, and this is what I think everybody needs to understand. Jose Ibarra was at no time prior to this murder incident in the custody of Clark County Sheriff's Office. He had never been brought to or booked into the jail, and my understanding, he'd never been arrested in the state of Georgia. So that's not even, a consideration in this.
So fill us in, if you can, if you know, what happened at the time, accused of shoplifting, I think at a Walmart, that may be wrong, but that's what I think I understand. He's accused of shoplifting. You're saying essentially no police report filed. What happened? Why wasn't he booked into the Clark County Jail?
Well, you got to realize that there are two separate entities at work here. The Clark County Sheriff's Office, by agreement, has, since the unification, handle the jail and the courthouse, serving warrants and civil papers and processes. And the police department has been tasked with, day-to-day law enforcement activities, responding to 911 calls of those natures. So I won't speak, on behalf of the police department, because that's not my purview at this point. We work with them, but I don't control what they do. I would ask them about how that happened. But from my understanding of what the reports have been, he was likely run on GCIC, nothing came back, and he was released on a citation. But we never saw him.
And so was never booked into the Clark County Jail. There was never a moment to pick up the phone and call ICE and say, we have this guy, come get it. That moment never happened.
It never happened for us because we never had any contact with them.
Again, Sheriff John Q. Williams with us. On the occasion when it does happen, you've arrested someone or someone has been arrested, brought to your jail, the Clark County Jail, booked mm-hmm. into that jail, someone, in whatever the charge might be, another shoplifting case or whatever it mm-hmm. might be, vandalism, whatever. He's in your jail and you think, you have reason to believe he's in the country unlawfully. At what point do you make the determination to pick up the phone and call ICE or not?
So that's an easy answer. By law, we're required to do that. And our policy says that we do exactly that. And it's not a hard process. When we come in, we do an inquiry. Everybody that's booked in is run on the GCIC, NCIC. And that's part one of notification. If for some reason nothing comes back on that and we still can't verify them, then we would actually pick up the phone and call.
Well, now that sounds different than what you said in 2020 as you were running for the office. Help me sort through what you said then and what you say you've been doing for the last 4 years.
Okay, so the policy that former Sheriff Edwards had is the same as what we have today. And we're speaking of the notification is separate from the detainers. The law says we have to notify, and we do that. The detainers come into question when somebody is scheduled to be released, either by bond or other legal reasons. How long can we detain them based on just a detainer? So that's what that discussion is, separate from the notification of ICE.
So it's detainer, a question of when ICE gets here. In other words, if I bond out before ICE shows up, you're, at least in theory, you're not going to hold me. I just posted bond. You're going to open the jail door.
Correct.
Is there ever a consideration of keeping me longer, even though I have posted bond?
So there's a long process. So this is usually, unless it's something that's immediately bondable, and a judge can set that. But if somebody has to have a bond appearance, that takes time. And from that moment we start the booking process, that's when the communication with ICE has to start. And typically, it's not like a matter of they have 30 minutes to come and get them or put something. But also, there's the ability for them to get something a little bit stronger than what a detainer is. A detainer amounts to a request. So it is a warrantless arrest. And if any other person was arrested on a warrantless arrest, you have 48 hours to get a warrant to support that.
I should also say,
and we would ask for ICE.
And I pointed this out, Sheriff Williams. My understanding is this is very much a two-way street. Just because you call ICE and say, okay, we have Tim down here and you might want to come take a look at him, doesn't mean they're coming at all.
Exactly. And, you know, there have been times in the past, I know it sounds anecdotal, but, you know, ICE has been contacted and, you know, somebody sits there for not just, you know, 48 hours, but days, weeks, or even months. And that's something that, you know, we don't have the space or the manpower to kind of work those things out.
Sheriff John Q. Williams, I note that you were among the Wednesday qualifiers. You told us some months ago that you'd be running for re-election, and now it's official you are. And with Democratic primary opposition in the person of Tommy Dorsey, so a contested race here, as was the case 4 years ago, as you were trying to unseat an incumbent, your thoughts as you now are officially on the campaign trail?
Well, you know, we just got to focus to continuing the progress that we've made. We've made a lot of improvement. We turned back to some things that we've talked about for the last 3 years. And I know I've been on your show. There's still a disparity in pay between us and the police department and every other professional certified peace officer in the county. They're paid on a different scale, whether it's the police department, the DA's investigators, the solicitor's investigators. I'll continue to talk with the mayor and commission and demand that we have fair, equitable pay for doing the same type of work.
And you'll have an opportunity to do that as we're not that far away from the Athens-Clark County Mayor and Commission budget process. What else are you going to be looking for?
We're looking for increasing vehicles because, availability of things are, you know, skyrocketing the prices. And when we, you know, have to face situations like, do we have to go, you know, to another state to pick somebody up? We need more vehicles, because when you're driving these vehicles constantly, and as a sheriff's office, we're constitutionally obligated to pick up people. So we need more vehicles, newer vehicles. That way we can help them to last longer. So that's another thing. And just overall, being able to raise the morale within the sheriff's office and provide people with other things to do so it didn't get as monotonous, but really just focusing on the community moving forward.
Right, Sheriff John Q. Williams, thanks for your time this morning. Best of luck moving forward. We'll talk again soon.
All right. Thank you, Tim.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.